Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. I'm at the InsurTech Hartford Symposium in Hartford, Connecticut. Joining us now is Sridhar Manyam. He's a senior director at AM Best. Sridhar, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good to see you as well, Lori. Thank you so much for having me.
Sridhar, you moderated a panel discussion here at the symposium yesterday. Can you tell us a little bit about it and what you and the panelists shared?
Sure. I thought it was a great panel because of the diversity of the group. We had Ron Hamilton from Arch, who is the head of regulation and compliance. And we had Manoj Doshi, who leads the workplace services for New York Life. And we also had a business process outsourcing firm CEO, Covenir, David Squibb. So they all got very diverse viewpoints about how to deal with regulations and while companies are innovating. So it was a really good panel.
Well, speaking of innovation, we're hearing a lot about industry innovation here this week at the symposium. Sridhar, what role do regulators play in fostering innovation within the insurance industry?
Sure. I think regulators are probably the most important cog in the wheel in terms of insurance companies, because they are the people, they are the group that provides oversight when it comes to insurance companies. And at the same time, they need to look the other side and make sure that the policyholders are getting a fair and appropriate deal from the insurance companies. So if insurance companies innovate, they want to make sure that the insurance companies are doing the right thing. They're not treating a particular group of people unfairly. Ultimately, all the innovation, they want to make sure that innovations in pricing, for example, leads to better outcomes for the policyholders so that the insurance companies can price based on risk alone and not any other factors that could be discriminatory. And when it comes to claims, for example, they want to make sure that the policyholders get paid appropriately when there is a need for insurance indemnification. So they need to make, so the regulators are looking at insurance companies to do the right thing when it comes to paying claims as well. And insurance companies, they are using these AI technologies and big data to make sure that they are pricing right and to make sure that the claims that are being filed are being paid for properly, and there's not much fraud in the system or leakage in the system that could ultimately impact the regular consumer.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Sridhar, what strategies should insurers adopt to ensure they remain agile without compromising on regulatory requirements?
I think insurers are already starting to do a lot of the things. What the key message from the panel was the fact that insurance companies need to engage with regulators at a very early stage. Innovation cannot be done in a silo where you're trying to come up with a new process, but it needs to involve the regulatory department, it needs to involve compliance, it needs to involve risk management. Everybody is brought on the table and everybody is part of the process as opposed to an afterthought.
And speaking of regulation, how do you see emerging regulations impacting the growth of insurtech startups?
Well, I mean, it's really not emerging that much, but I would say that regulators are already creating these sandboxes where they are letting insurance companies try to experiment with different policies and other things so that they can get the products quicker to the market, pilot it, make sure that it works well, and then start scaling it. And We are also seeing a lot of task forces and committees being formed by various regulators across the world, whether it's BMA or the NAIC, which has started a task force on AI and innovation and cyber. So the regulators are starting to take a note of these developments, and they are starting to formulate policies. And as I said before, it's important for insurance companies to engage with regulators a lot early and get the regulators along the way. Because if you look at a typical regulator, they might not have the kind of staff that can go and understand each and every insurance company, what is going on. While, I mean, a typical regulator might have 3 to 5 people who might be well-versed with technology, but every single insurance company might have hundreds of those people who are trying to develop those products. So it's important for insurance companies and regulators to communicate with each other more and effectively, so that when the regulations are being formed, they are being done in a thoughtful way. And for the insurers, when they are trying to get these new products or processes in the market, they're doing it in the right way as well.
Sridhar, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Lori.
For AM Best TV in Hartford, Connecticut, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.